And how about the customers? Do you remember anything about the customers in the early years?
Oh, customers were loyal. Yes, you got to know the customers almost by name. You almost knew what day they were going to come in. In those days, Friday was a big fish day, which changed. Catholics changed that, but the Pope did. So anyways, yeah, that, but Fridays was a big fish day, and Saturdays. But you got to know the customers by name. The teachers came in. It was all local people that came. In that era, they didn't come from other parts of Vancouver really to your store. I'm sure a few did, but it was all local people that walked. They all walked to your shop from all different parts of North Burnaby.
And cash sales, or did you run accounts for people?
No, it was all cash sales in those days. No cash register, a wooden drawer that we pulled open and made all the change. And it was all wood. In fact, I had them. I guess I don't have them anymore. But the where the coins went in and was carved wood. It was all wood, and I don't recall having accounts, but I do know the butcher shops did. So that's a good point you're making. I don't recall us ever having accounts for people, but I know the local butcher shops did, and people would pay once a week or when they got paid. But no, I don't think we ran accounts.
And bottom line, was it a prosperous business
Oh
in
yes, it
those early
was, but
years?
you had to put in. It's like anything. I wouldn't say it was a prosperous business. I worked very hard at what I did. When I took over, I basically worked 6, 7 days a week all the time. And it got more competitive because shopping malls started. I mean, we're talking way before Brentwood. I mean, the first shopping mall that I can remember was Park Royal. And again, I'd have to need help on what year that was. But
It was late 50s, I
they
think.
came to me, Park Royal, and asked if I would open a fish store in Park Royal. And in those days, we were very independent and we could open and close when we wanted to. But if you went into a mall, they dictated to you, and plus they wanted to know what sales you were doing and so forth. So I looked into their contract big time because I was quite anxious to do it. And when I read all about it, I just declined. I didn't do it. And then, as I think they were the first one, and then not too long after that, I guess, I don't know if Lougheed or Brentwood, but they all came to me. Most of the malls came to me and said, "Would you like to open a fish store?" And I declined. I never did. I stayed at Regent Fish and expanded it and grew it. And it was very good to our family, put it that way. I wouldn't say that it was huge profitable, but as the years went on, we did better all the time.
Great. Now you mentioned that people often got off the streetcars locally
Oh
and came home and would shop
yes,
on their way
that's right.
home.
Yes.
Well, the streetcars stopped, in the mid-50s, early 50s, mid-50s. Did that change
Oh,
patterns
the
of
pattern
people?
changed big time, and I mean, I've been through so much with it all. The fact that what you just said is, like, for instance, when Park Royal opened, our business went down
Well,
big
people were
time.
driving
And you
there.
say, yeah, and when that mall at Park Royal opened, I mean, I would say 8 months our business just went way down, and we stuck with it, which most of the merchants on Hastings, which we could name, did what I did. We just hung in there and it came back, and we kept our product up, we kept the freshness, and the business came back. But it was definitely a dip. Definitely. And so did with Lougheed Mall open, Brentwood, all these places hurt us. But we stuck with it. And this is why I think Hastings Street's just an unbelievable place, because we stuck with it. And there's merchants up there that have been there for years, like, Helen's and all these places. We stuck with it, and we, it's worked. Hastings has worked. We've gone through an awful lot on Hastings Street, and it's amazing we have stayed. It's as stated as well as it has.
Now I'm wondering too if when cars became more common, did that work well with the way business ran in the Heights?
It did, it did. But we always had problems. I mean, I hate to say it, but in Burnaby, we worked very hard with Burnaby. I mean, for instance, the provincial government wanted to put an HOV lane in. Well, we parked in front of our stores. People on their way home would stop, and they lived out at Blue Ridge or Coquitlam, and they would stop in and go to Valley Bakery or Regent Fish and pick up this and pick up that. And then when we fought for years to save our parking in front of the store, for years, and it was very, very difficult for us to save the parking.
So when the trams and the streetcars stopped running, it became people would stop in and park their cars.
That's right, which was excellent. They'd stop and pick up, yeah, and it was very good. Business was very good in those years, and providing they could pull in and park, and on their way home, they could do that, and we lost that.
Do you remember when that when parking congestion really became a big issue? Was that more recently, or is that?
Oh, it was definitely more recently. Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you, but I guess it was in the 80s. You know, and this HOV lane thing was over us for years and years, and we fought it and fought it and fought it, and we finally, I guess, lost the situation.
What can you tell me about the sort of the Heights sort of shopping district in general? Did it have a real characteristic?
Oh, yes, it did. It did. I mean, again, it was, Bob's Sporting Goods. There was Helen's. There was butcher shops up and down the street. I mean, it was a thriving little community. I don't know how to describe it. It was very, very nice. And it always was. And, we put Christmas lights up on the trees way, way back. I mean, thanks to Burnaby, they're involved now. And I don't know, we were very forward thinkers, I think, and we just worked with the public. We started Hats Off Day, but again, we're getting into a different era.
Well, there were some earlier developments that the North Burnaby the Board of Trade, I think, developed in the 50s.
Yes, yes.
And that, which is followed by the North Burnaby, or maybe early 50s,
that's
the North
right.
Burnaby Merchants Association
right.
in 54.
That's right.
Was there a real sort of coordinated sense that you're a business community and you need to cooperate? And
that's right, that's right. That's a little bit before my time, but my parents went to that, that's right. And they used to meet once a month at the, in those days, called the Admiral Hotel, which I think is back to the Admiral now. But they used to meet there in a room, and it was just like a BIA, a business improvement area, but it was in the early days, and that's what we got together to there's doctors in the area, and it keep the area going,
Now, were there people who resisted that? I remember I read a little something on the webpage about how, 90% of the merchants were involved. I'm wondering who the other 10% might have been.
Well, anything like this, any of these kind of things, you have to contribute money for things and do things, and there's always 10 or 20%. They don't want to pass on any money.
Sure.
And I believe that we all enhance each other's business, and a lot of business people don't feel that way. They think it's their business or they're struggling, but if I have a butcher shop or a doctor's office that's doing well, that will help me. And so quite a few of us feel that way, but there's definitely 10 or 20% that just absolutely disagree, and they're not interested in being involved at all.
Can you think of any of the early shops that were particularly memorable, or any personalities that were particularly memorable?
Well, I always enjoyed, I'm not sure how to answer what you're saying, but Bob's Sporting Goods. Bob was an individual person and a very, very nice guy. And all the locals went there. Like today, you maybe drive across town to buy a cooler to go camping, but in the 50s you went to Bob and you bought a camper, or if you were target practicing and you wanted something, you could go to Bob and buy it. People did that, and where today you'd look up something and drive across town or go to Seattle to buy it, where those days, and Bob was a very interesting guy and very young and started it out and did very well. There was a lot of individuals. There was a Glenburn Meats. There was very, very unique people, and very Charlie's Chocolates. There's a guy that worked for Pauline Johnson's, and there was a Pauline Johnson's right beside a National Bakery right next to me on Hastings Street, next to Regent Fish, And Charlie and I would talk every morning. We would see each other because he would be coming from Pauline Johnson's and delivering chocolates to the store to sell that day. And I would be taking ice, and we're talking in the 60s. And I'd be taking ice in because every morning we put fresh ice in the window and what have you. And so Charlie and I would talk. And then I still visit Charlie. I go over and see him. And just a real gem, gentleman. So, yeah, there was a lot of, I guess you'd say, I'd call characters, but interesting people. A lot of doctors in the area. There was a lot of doctor's offices. And they would come and buy fish from us. And, yeah, it was... Hmm.